A couple of days ago, former Prime Minister John Howard set the cat amongst the pigeons, suggesting there were fewer women in politics because they still did the bulk of the caring work. Well, the strongest rebuke to that statement has come from a perhaps pretty unlikely place, the Northern Territory. The cabinet of newly elected Chief Minister Michael Gunner was revealed today, and women outnumber men 3-5. One of those women is the Deputy Chief Minister, Nicole Manassen, who joins me now. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia, and good evening.
The NT cabinet has 3 men, 5 women.
And it's fantastic to be part of a territory first, Patricia. We have a great team of diverse territorians, and it's lovely to be part of a cabinet where we've got 5 women, and it's the first time we've had a majority of cabinet of women in the Northern Territory. And you certainly don't hear many of examples like this across Australia or across the world, so I'm really proud to be part of this.
A few days ago, the former Prime Minister John Howard argued there were fewer women in politics because more of them did the caring work in families. What's your take on that?
With all due respect to Mr. Howard, as a former Prime Minister of this country who did work very hard, I have to say I don't agree. I myself am the mother of a 2-year-old son. I've got several of my colleagues that are in the new cabinet that have young children as well. And I think we actually can do it all. You do need good support networks around you, like any family, if you're going to have people that have got high demanding jobs. But certainly you can have a family. You can go out and get into politics, and you can become a Member of Parliament. And so I think Mr. Howard's comments were simply just out of date.
The new Labor member, Mark Gailey, campaigned strongly for a treaty. Today the Chief Minister backed that. Why do you think it's important?
Well, it's important because it's what territorians have told us they would like to see further explored and examined. We got some very strong feedback right across the territory from Indigenous territorians about their desire to see a treaty further explored and examined. They're also very positive about constitutional recognition as well, but certainly treaty has come up as an issue. And as a new government, it's very important that we listen to territorians and what's important to them. And certainly we've heard that treaty is something that they want to see us further explore.
The federal government has warned that talking about a treaty could jeopardise the push for constitutional recognition, and the Federal Labor Party supports a constitutional recognition path. Do you think a treaty should take precedence?
I think there are two conversations we should be continuing, and I think that they can happen together. So I don't think because more and more people on the ground are saying they want to see the issue of treaty explored should mean that we stop that discussion around constitutional recognition. There has been a huge amount of work that has been undertaken. There is certainly a large expectation out there that it will happen. It's certainly one that we support to keep happening.
Your government has inherited the Royal Commission into Juvenile Detention. Are you prepared to acknowledge mistakes that might have been made when Labor was last in government?
I think it's really important that we have this Royal Commission because what is absolutely clear is that what is in place now in our youth justice system simply is not working. We must do more, and the great thing about the Royal Commission is that it is going to have a really good hard look at the issues within the youth justice system and the youth detention system under both previously the Labor government and the previous DLP government. It is important that we have a good, hard and honest look at what the issues are so that way we can best address them.
There have been calls to close down Don Dale while the Commission does its work. Is that something your government would support?
And we are certainly looking at that. So we know that Don Dale is certainly not the place where we want to see young offenders, so that is certainly something that we're looking at.
Okay, so you're currently looking at it. Can you give me an idea of what that process will involve? Is there a review with the time frame? What sort of issues are you considering?
As you'd appreciate it, we just had a cabinet sworn in today. It's going to be very high on our agenda, looking at what we can do in the youth justice space and working as cooperative, working with the Royal Commission as cooperatively as possible and making sure that we get to the bottom of the youth justice issues. Don Dale will be a part of that, but it's very early days at the moment, Patricia, so we'll be working on that.
But on a personal level, I know that you're saying that final decision hasn't been made, but are you uncomfortable with Don Dale being currently still open and functioning?
What I'm not happy with is that the outcomes we're getting in our youth detention system and our youth justice system, and I know as a member of the Northern Territory Parliament, and as Deputy Chief Minister now, that we must do more. So as a good government should be, is that we will consult with the experts, with the community, and we will make informed decisions around that going forward into the future, because we absolutely must see change.
You say that this is on the high priority list. If I can just try and get again a time frame for you, other Deputy Leader, are you talking in the next month? Is there a real immediate kind of action you'd like to see on Dondale?
I can't give you that timeline right now, right here, Patricia, but it's certainly something that we are looking at.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that's the Northern Territory's Deputy Chief Minister, Nicole Manassian. Coming up, she spent 40 days in the Moscow airport with whistleblower Edward Snowden. Now she works to protect and represent whistleblowers around the world. After the 7 o'clock news, you're going to meet that woman. She's coming up after the 7 o'clock news. We can talk all about a new film that's also being made all about the Snowden affair, a kind of Hollywood version of it all. It's coming up very soon. But next, we're going to talk about sport.